29th Shir Nivamos, 29th Shir Nivamos, Lamed Cheshvan, Hetav Shin Nivav,
November 4th, 1975. So, now, why is Mile Todia? Mile does not depend upon any day of the year. I mean, when a child is born on the day, so there is a Chiyu of Mile. So the Mile says, because it's more Rogil than Yim. Yim is an event that happens very infrequently. In other words, that one rather dies and without children. But Mile Bismano is relatively frequent. So maybe it's called Torah. Uvishas lechoshal darik kotach. Doch namu limasik mide liman domar elu shikrivu Yisrael b'midbor ilasriyah. So then you cannot say that it's lefiyadim. Alright. So here Yochel yehikibu da'aveim d'icha Shabbos. Talmud leima ishimi v'avivtirohu efshabseisa tishmeiru kulchan chayovim b'chveim. So how do we learn out that if the father tells him to be Michal Shabbos, he shouldn't listen? Because Mi'aniyah Dishem Disayver Dikor Kodosh Yishim Yivov Yiftirohu V'Shabseisa Tishmeru Aniyah Dishem Alekeich. So in other words, that the Meir HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above everything else. V'im Teima U'minolon Dikoye Tvei HaShabboses Likibuda Avei V'chein B'Sonu Rabimi. Now, how do we know that the Pshat Naniyah Dishem Alekeichem is that Shabbos is not Nitches Mifnei Kibudah? After all, maybe the Pshat Naniyah Dishem Alekeichem is that you should listen to the Father, because listening to the Father involves two things. First of all, Kibudah, and also Kibudah Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kibudah Moke, whereas Shabbos is only Kibudah Moke. Not kibud anybody else. Let's say iskash. V'im teim no one dekoyet v'ya shabbos mikud aleim v'chein b'somu gabim migdosh v'yeish leima v'kveid akodish boruch hu havet v'y b'shmir ha-shabbos mishom mitzves v'meid al amokim sheboru eilo because Shabbos is the edus an chidush eilo. קדום הבירב מובחור נמחל שווי כיפה מייסי פרישיס ואין אני עד השם so that is mentioned משווה דקוי אמיר עד יחסיב ואין אני עד השם משווה דקוי אמיר עד יחסיב ואין ועם ואה ואין ובמקדוש קולים אמירוי לי מיילום מרחם כי דקום אבי מדרוש ויסקדישתם ויסנדשים יוכל קומי נתלמי בכל השני שזה מלג בזסכם. So here the פשט in the פוציק is says God's the mayor of God of HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes precedence over the mayor of Imivov. Alright. Teima V'lomo likro b'kibud aveim v'leidoche Shabbos v'laf kro name leidoche shehu v'yoviv muzorin ala Shabbos k'doma v'kame zikdush gabi yoviv v'imir ashkeini v'ime yomro ashkeini הנח כיבוד אמחו ועשה כבד אביחו שעת אובי אמחו חיוב עם בכבד אביחו וכן אובי ומרשקני ומצוו לעשויס הנח כבד אביחו ועשה מצוו שעת אובי אביחו חיוב עם לעשיס מצוו. So there is a loch that if let's say the father tells him to do something and he has to do a mitzvah, so he should do the mitzvah that takes precedence over Kibudah, because the father is also mechuyev in the mitzvah. Or the father tells him, give me a drink of water, and the mother tells him, give me a drink of water. So if the mother is a grusho, so then the choice is with the son. He can decide to whom to give the drink of water. And I suppose he can't give two drinks of water. There is just one drink of water that he can give. Or the question is, suppose he can give two, but one would have to be later than the other. So the halacha is, if the mother is a grusho, So then they are both equal. So the son can decide to whom to give the drink of water. But if the mother is not a Grusha, so then he has to give the drink of water to the father. Because the wife is mechuyev al pidin to listen to the husband, and he is mechuyev to listen to the father. So mimele, the father takes precedence over the mother. So why do we have to resort to his special gzeras hakos that kibud aveim is not deicha shabbes? Who viovif chayovim bishabbes? So why should we resort to this special gzeras hakos? Seems to be a very strong kasha. So then Tesis gives it teret v'yesh leimar di mehochi alfin enos. So the whole reason as to why omar leoviv ashkeni mai v'omar leimi ashkeni mai. So the halacha is that is yasik b'chvei aviv hu v'imei chayovim b'chvei aviv. So it's because of this gzeras hakos. But the Gemara doesn't say that. So the Gemara says, Shemdikel Mifrach, Male Hanoch, Shechin Hechshamitzim. So how do all the Rishema, how does Tesis explain Shechin Hechshamitzim? Alright, Rashi explains it something else. And then we said that Rashi agrees with the oneness of Tesis as well, but Rashi has another element. But Tesis explicitly says that the Pshat is we could not learn out a general din that Esa is not the Esa say, because we say the reason is why the Torah says that Esa of Kibudav is not the love of Mechameya, because the Esa of Kibudav is not Bidne, it's only Hechsha Mitzvah, it's not the Gufa Mitzvah. It's not a Gufa Mitzvah. But so it's another halacha is mentioned here. According to Tesis, Kol Chayovim Bichvedi implies because Atovi Ovicho Chayovim Bishabes. So that has nothing to do with the Gemara. That has nothing to do with Hechsha Mitzvah. So I mean, it's very strange what Tesis says. The Mehochi Alfin Hosok. That means that the din that is mentioned in the Gemara in Gdushin. So Yasi Bichvidoviv, Shehu Vime Chayovim Bichvidoviv is the same din as what the Gemara says here. Here the Gemara says the reason is why is not Mechuyev to listen to the father Bimechal Shabbos or to be Mitamei or not to return an Aveide, because it's only Hechsha Mitzvah, it's not Beidne. But the Gemara in Dushan has nothing to do with Beidne. It's something else entirely. So how can Tesis say the Mohachi Alfin Nosok? So it is obvious that according to Tesis there are two aloches implicit in this Gzeras HaKosuv of Aniyah Deshem Kul Chayom Bechvedi, two separate aloches. One aloche is Atovi Ovicho Chayovin Bechvedi Shal Moke. That's one aloche. In other words, so in this for the same reason, so and then another aloche, there is no tchiyah because it's hechsha. So the question is, if there is no tchiyah because of hechsha, so why do we have to resort and if there is aloche, so why do we have to resort because it's hechsha, it's not meaningful to be mean? Some mean so. How does Tesis explain the Gemara? Now, the Ramban and the Rashbo, they all say like Tesis. They explain the Gemara like Tesis, not like Rashi, because according to Rashi, when the Gemara says El Mishimdikel Mifach Malahanoch Shechin Hechsham Mitzvah, so according to Rashi, the Gemara is reverting back to the original premise that the Gzeras HaKosuv of Kul Chayov Bichvedi is reference to Shchet Li Bashel, but Tesis says no. The Gemara says that it has reference to mechamer, because shchitli basheli there couldn't be salgadaitov that he should listen to the fact, because an essay is not deiche eloise shev recorders. So Tesis explains it, because the reason as to why we cannot learn out a general principle that they nesed deiche eloise, because we could say, do you know why by kibudav? So the essay of kibudav is not deiche eloise kreide of mechamer, because it's only hechsha mitzvah. But where it's not the hechsha mitzvah, then yes. Now the Ramban and the Rashba add one thing that Tesis doesn't say. The Tesis doesn't say. Elo mashma pirushei, the Ramban says, Mushipirish Rach. Not as Rashi explains, that the Gemara is reverting back to the original premise that the posik of Hakulchan Hayom Michvedi has reference to Shreitli Bashel. The love of Mechamek Amrino. But then your question is, if the posik has reference to Omar Leoviv, Heyei Mechamek, so let us learn out a general deen that Ein Eseh Deichel Eiseh Segerim. מי קלויים ביציצס ואם תאימה אבל אם חיבים שאומר לי אובי so what is the Ramban say like Tesis? The reason is why here we cannot learn out the general dinas is not the Chalisa say that generally an S is the Chalisa say, but then you ask why isn't the S of Kibudav Deiche the Chalisa say of Mechamea, because here it's only a Hechsha, it's not a Gufamit. So Tesis, so then the Ramban is that's what Tesis says. ואם תאמה, ועלי מחיב משום על יוביב, חמירה חבהם טוי, הווקווי די. It should be בין. Why is that בין? Because the Kima Mitzvah will be later, when he gives the food to the father. No, but the father told him to be mechamer. So he should be mekayim the mitzvah at that time, when he listens to the father. So then the Ramban says, אין עיקר כיבוד אלא מה שאומרו בקדושת, איזהו כיבוד מחילי ומשקיו, מלבישי ומנילי, וכל דבר שיש לי וענוי בי. אבל אומר לי לעציס דבר שאין לי ענוי של כלום, אין זה כובד שאומרותיו. וכי מה שאומרו יוכל אומר לו ליטמי לא בפרס כלומר, אבל ליטמי לחינון, אין צורך למה שלא יש בלי. Because even if he didn't involve Nisa, there is no חיוב to listen to a father when the father tells the son to do something that is not negated the father. In other words, if the father tells the son, now you go, you be mechamer after the behemoth, because the behemoth has a load of bread, I'm hungry, I want to eat, so then there is a chiyuv of listening to the father. In other words, I'm not talking now of the case where the father tells the son to be mechamer after the behemoth on Shabbos. Let's say the father tells the son to be mechamer achad behemah on Sunday, not on Shabbos. It doesn't involve any avera. So the Ramban says he's not mechut. So if the father tells the son, now you be mechamer after the behemah, it has a load of bread, I'm very hungry, I want to eat. So then the son is mechuyev to listen. But if the father tells the son, now I know you didn't eat breakfast yet, so I want you to be mechamer after the behemah, so it has a lot of bread, so then you'll be able to eat breakfast. And the son doesn't care to eat breakfast, so he's not mechuyev to listen to the father. This is what the Ramban says. And this is what the Ramban says. Now, I mentioned that the Meir is chelik. In other words, so that's a big chidesh in the Ramban. The Ramban shita is that when is there a chiyuv to listen to a father? Only when the father tells him something in relation to himself. Tells the son to do something in relation to himself. But if the father tells the son, you go to the store and buy something for me, I want to eat. But if the father tells the son, now you go to the store and you buy an ice cream, I want you to eat the ice cream, he's not mechuyev to listen. This is what the Ramban says. Now, so I mentioned that from the Miri, it's mashma that he's chilek on the Ramban. The Miri here, he says, Yochel aber log vitame vu ke oi shom la taz ravei de yochel ish mal etam lo mishem vu tov shom la shmeh kol khayom bi khvei di va fim mokim kovei ki in shoy lo vi favei de bisak vois vo mal i tame li kon ish shom lo shi favei dosi oi shom al lo de teires mi shom oi she hoy savi de sakhirim li fon na as a matter of fact he mentioned an example so he mentions the same example that Rashi mentioned. Now Rashi says, "Omer leov v'kein itam v'isakvores lohoshiv aveide oisho oisho imeres v'chutz v'omer leal tarzia yochel yish malei." So itam v'isakvores lohoshiv aveide. Why does Rashi emphasize itam v'isakvores lohoshiv aveide? Why does he emphasize itam v'isakvores aveide itamei? Why does he emphasize? So we have to say that in Rashi, that the pshat in Rashi is that Rashi also means, when do we have to resort to his special zersakosuf of kulchan chayovim bechleidi? If the father tells him, be mitami yourself on the cemetery, because I have my avedis there, I lost something on the cemetery, now go, he's a kid, the son. So he tells the son to go to the Beis HaKvoreis and be mitame himself in order to return the avein of the father. But if the father tells the son, go and be mitame yourself, so then there is no chiyuv of listening. That's how it's mashmah for Rashi. Now I would say because Rashi agrees with Rambam, so that's why Rashi says he tami Beis HaKvoreis lo shiv aveide. Dafke, when he says itam bisakvores loshiv aveide, who's aveide? The father's aveide. So it's litzirach of the father. But otherwise, there is no chiyuv of kibud av altogether. So we don't have to resort to a special aloche of kulcha hayom bichvei. So the Miri also says the same thing as Rashi, but the Miri doesn't agree with Ramba. Now see what the Miri says. Itani yochel yom al yom vitami vukeyen. Oy shomer al tarz ravide yochel yishmalei talmud lei marishim rov to ora shapsi de shmeyo kul chayom bichveidi va afil mokim kove ki gein shoy lo bifavide bisakvoyz vom lei tameli kon shom lo shvavi dos oy shomer al lo vi peireis misho oy shoy savi zakhir mi fono vi of tsol ich lechil ve imalei hochel li lechil ot shvavide tu yo se se kibud li mitkhlav do itame vi misukh misale אַז אַ גאַב די קעך צו ביצער צייך וואו איך ביקח שיים אין קאַנץ ווי שיים צייער שיים אין קאַנץ ליי שיים צייער ביקוז איף דער פאַדער טעלס הים just enter the cemetery be mit am yourself be mit hal de kon so then el da vu mi gut kam gabe so lit strich ko then we don't have to resort to posit. So according to the Ramban, why don't we have to resort to impossible in the case where the father tells the son, be mitami yourself, I just want you to be mitami yourself, to be mechal yakone. So why don't we have to resort according to Ramban to this special passage? Because there is no chiyu of listening altogether, even if he didn't involve an avere. So meir ha-teisei should be allowed to do an avere. That's the reason. But the Miri says something else. She may can etzle shum tzirech el d'lavur el d'chut kamechavim lo yitzrech kodo roshu ויקר כאן לא סיבה עמך באיסי מייסי עמך באיסי מייסי עמך. So I mean the smack says the same thing that the Miri says that this price is reference to the case where the father tells the son, be go on the cemetery, I lost something on the cemetery, and be mitame yourself. So he's doing so. So Mimele, if there hadn't been exer sakosuf of kol chayim dechveide, I would say the es of kibud av should be deiche the leises of li yitame baal bam the iser of tumas kehen iser of tumas kehen. So, but because of this es akosu, so we the es of kibud av is not deiche. But mashein kein in the case where the father tells the son, go to the cemetery, I want you to be mitame yourself for no tzirech of the father, then we don't have to resort to a posik, because if the father for no reason, that means he's not under any temptation, lahaches, the father just tells the son, lahaches, the son should behave very nisa, not with tzirech, not because of the taiva of the father, but lahaches, he tells him, so he's a roshe, and the mere shita is that by roshe there is no mitzvah of kibudah. Now there's a machlikes rishenim on there, there's a machlikes between the Rambam and machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh. The Shittas Rambam is that afilu hoyu ovi v'imei rishoyim gmure. So there is a chiyuv of kibud av. There is a tshuve. There is a tshuve in the, well, and the Rosh is chelek. The Rosh shita is that when is there a chiyuv of kibud av? Only if the father or the mother is an isim ha'isamcho. But if the father or the mother is a roshe, not an isim ha'isek, amcho, there is no chiyuv of kibud av. As a matter of fact, from the Gemara in Zeneshech, there is a slight raya, not a slight, maybe a good raya, but anyways, so we have to give it teretz on the Rambam shita. From the Gemara in Zeneshech, it says that. Now, there is a halacha that if somebody takes something, the ribis, so there is a chiyuv to return to the leive, the ribis. Because of a chiyuv achichim. But that chiyuv applies, is only incumbent upon the malve. But suppose the malve died, so there is no chiyuv mitzat v'chiyuv achichim or chadrelei kiheyched leich. But even if the malve died and he took a poor, a talis, the chodov amsui and beribis, so the son is mechuyev to return it because of kibudah. Something else. So iniach lemavir, that's some ways in this nation. Iniach lemavir, poor vitalis, chodov amsir, chayov el harzer mipnei kvid avir. So the Gemara is a kasha v'hanem pnei kvid avir mimechayve krikam v'nosi v'amcho lisoya v'isim ha'isi amcho. So if the father was a malve beribis, he's a roshe, so he's not an eisim ha'isamcho, so why should the son be mechuyev to return it? Kido amar af pinchos mishmid rove bisho so tshuve hochaname bisho so tshuve. He was a tshuve, my boy gabei, what kind of tshuve is it? So if tshuve, he has to be misakin as amuves. Now if he took ribis, so he became, if he did tshuve, he should have returned it. If he didn't return it in his lifetime, so that means that his tshuve was no tshuve. So shall he speak laharzer achemeis? In other words, let's say he did tshuva just a few minutes before he died, and then he died all of a sudden. So he had no opportunity after he did tshuva to return. So memele is an isim ha'isamcho, the father is a samcho. So the son is mechuyev to return. But if he didn't do tshuva, not. So we see from this gemara a raya to the shittas rosh. So many achreinim say that the Rambam will be made it. That lacham misasav, so then, but if the father is an isim ha'isamcho, so then there is aloche kishim shemechabdi b'chayim mechabdi lacham mis. But if the father is not an isim ha'isamcho, so according to the Rambam, is mechuyev b'chayov to be mechabdi, but lacham mis not. Daran müssen nicht trotzdem meine Achim sagen. All right, I mean, this is the Kasha from the Gemara, it's an Asher. But, there is a Chubis Radach. Radach was, I think, Radach was, I considered as one of the Rishenim yet. So there is a very remarkable Chubis. One's father was a Mishumet, and the son was a Yisrael Kosha. And then, the father, the Mishumet, a Mishumet b'mezit, not a Mishumet b'emes. The father, the Mishumet, died. So the question was whether he's mechuyev to say Kaddish, whether he's allowed to say Kaddish, maybe he's forbidden to say Kaddish after the father who's a Mishumet. So the Radach was machriya like the Rambam. The Radach was machriya like the Rambam, and he paskened that he's mechuyev to say Kaddish. Yeah, and he said, you'll say that only a Roshe, but not a Mishumet. I mean, there are degrees in Roshe. So he mentioned Roshna Rambam, afilo hoyo ovi v'imei rishoyim murim. Rishoyim murim. So that means even a mumel avrizon, even a Mishumet. And he said that his son is mechuyev to say Kaddish, and furthermore, like this, his son says Kaddish 11 months. He's not allowed to say Kaddish 12 months, because then it looks as if he's machshiv, as if he considers the father as a Roshe, because Mishpat Rishoyim began him with his Chedesh. So he says, but here the father was Mishumet, so he should dafke say Kaddish lechol apoches 12 months, if not more. So he said, because he is a Roshe, so he should try to effect the kaporet. I mean, not a full kaporet, it's impossible, but a partial kaporet. I mean, because Bromizake Abo. So he's mechuyev to say Kaddish at least 12 months. So you see why did I mention this? So you see that the Radach does not agree with this teretz that many achrim give. And they say that the Rambam will be made that Lacha Misosei, there is no chiyuv of kibud av, by someone is not his maisamcho. Here it's also Lacha Misosei. So the Rambam is difficult, I mean, because of this Gemara. So some other Teretz, we have to find some other Teretz on the Rambam. Anyway, so we see that the Meiri is chilek on the Rambam. And the Meiri agrees with the Rosh. So he says, Ziyim ein kanetz leishum tzirech al lavur lechut kom mechavein lo yitzrich ko do Rosh hu vikre kanos im amcho beisim aizamcho. So that way, so we see that the Meiri disagrees with the Rambam. And he holds that by Roshe there is no mitzvah of kibud av. But we can deduce another chiddush from the Meiri, that the Meiri is chilek on the Ramban. Because if the Meiri had agreed with the shita of the Ramban, so he should say that the price of Omer Yomi, Chalash Shabbos, Itamei, Altarzer Saveide, so on, Altarzer Saveide. So, it's reference to the case where the father told him, Bimitamei, because I lost something on the Bisakroes. Because if the father just tells him, Bimitamei, there is no chiyuv of kibud av altogether off this thing. The Meiri doesn't say that. The Meiri says, then in this case, he wouldn't, even without the posik of Kukhan Hayom Bechredi, he wouldn't be mechuyev. He certainly, there couldn't be salted aitoch that is mechuyev to listen to the father. Because if the father, without any temptation, just lahachis, tells the son to be mechal Shabbos, to be mitam himself, so he's a Roshe, so there is no mitzvah to that. The implication being that where he doesn't involve any iser, then there is a chiyuv of listening to the father. So we see that the Meiri is chilek on Rambam. And the Smak says the same thing as the Meiri. So we see that both the Smag and the Meiri are chilek on Rambam shita. Yes, what is it?
I don't see the Chuvash Rachi is going to be the Rambam, because the Rambam himself, the guy who tells us, Abel says, call a portion of Dark Eight Sabre, Raymond Rosh.
All right, so what is it doing?
He said that you're not Messiah on them.
No, so. There the Rambam says there is no Avilus. Avilus is not only by an Avenei. Avilus is by all craving.
He said even the first thing was Sameach. He said that you were a big
deal. Alright, fine, okay, but the Rambam doesn't discuss Avivime. The Rambam doesn't discuss Avivime. And then the Radach doesn't say, the Radach would agree that by Mishumet there is no Chiyuv of Avilus. Because Avilus, even by a father, is not based upon Kibud Av. Kibud Avim does not impose a Chiyuv of Avilus. Kibud Av Eim imposes a special chiyuv of Tria. al misasavim. But not a chiyuv avilis. Avilis is not one of the incidents of kibud. The avilis, alone we may true that there is yudeis chedesh. So it's because it's special takonis chachomim. But it has nothing to do with the mitzvah of kibud av. Kriye alovi vimei has to do with kibud aveim, but aveilus has nothing to do with kibud aveim. Has nothing to do with kibud aveim. Elohodli alfi. Oh, so we see from this meiri that he's chelik and Rambam. He's chelik and Rambam. Now let's see the Rashi. Shepiro is the life of Muhammad Koy, Kalima, Laymon Bilal to Muhammad, who the Kasha of Udma Rohad Lidoche, Shamroche, then between the Rashamit Bilbar, who be sure she battle a lot, will be Kayim Esamamish, who could go in Shoma Lirovi if the Hammer Akadain was so Rovi Gazels, who double shots all for honest men, who Pihoki Shoyo Muhammad, who is a Mamoshi Shom Kibut, and a Hexapubude. ואף על פי שאומר לאהוב חמיר החבהימו, לפי שאיקה כיבוד, אלו במה שיש לי הנועי. וכדאמרים לו בקדושים, אם זהו כיבוד מחיר לי ומשקיע ומלפי שאין מולי. אבל אומר לי לעשיס דוקר שאין לי בהנועי של כלום, אין זה כיבוד שנסתבר לו. וכובד כל זה, אין דו יעשה של תירו, שיתרע אפילו לב גרד. ומה שאומרו יוכל אומר ליובי ויטמי לא ילכים אומר לי שיטמי דו לא צריך לקרוא אלא שאומר לנו ליהוב לי פירס מביסקבורס וחיוץ עם זה so he says אבל אומר לי לעשיס דובו שאין לי בהנויה של כלום אין זה כיבוד שנצטבר עליו וקובד כל זה אין בי עשה של תירו שיתרע אפילו לב גרי אפילו לב גרי אין בי עשה של תירה שיתרה אפילו למצוי so there is the רשבו הגויים פה ברמבה now the bro but there is a מחליק of the shame man then everybody mentions the רמבה that רמבה everybody knows it's very popular but there are many of the shame man אחרי that רמבה and it certainly can serve as a basis to be made for and keep it up whenever Pohut Shemayim is not involved. At the end of Sina Rishman, the Chayim Moav Mecha Diben Liso Eise Yisho, Sheyach Pizbo Aben, and Tseyach Lishmei Yalos. So, in other words, if the son wants to marry a certain girl, and the father is opposed, and he tells him not to marry that girl, he's not Mechuyafri. That's a Marit. Marit Sheresh Kup Sanov. So, there is a long biragro. Why isn't he Mechuyafri? So the Bros mentions three different reasons as to why he's not mechuyev to listen to a father in connection with the Shiva. So he says, Kmei Shekosu. die sich das Wort auch mit der Kosu mit Maler von der Aleph in Duschen. So what is mentioned in sich das Wort? In sich das, because there is a machleitas in Gemara, where the chiyuv of Kibbedam is Mishalab or it's Mishalbed. So we pass from that the chiyuv is Mishalab. But the son is not mechuyev to out of his own pocket to be mechabit the son. That's the food as well. Now, one second, we can't say no, the food as well is something else. No. He said like this. Mishikosh will be sifted as well. V'chein, im rov, melech abu ben nisa, the isha ki yach vila ben, so the rov. So the growth falls at first, Mishikosh will be sifted as well. Omali, what does the Mechaber say in Sifte Svov? Omali, Yobi, V'chabe al Divreteiro. Bum mitzvah sasei, bim mitzvah sleifa sasei, v'achil mitzvah shel Divreyem, lo yishmale. Lo yishmale. So, in other words, V'chabe al Divreteiro, there is no kibuda. So one reason is that the son is not prepared to listen to the father in connection with the Sida, because if the father, if the son is interested in marrying a certain woman and the father says no, so maybe if he will not marry this one, the one he wants to marry, he'll have to marry someone who doesn't feel like marrying. So maybe he'll go over the material. Because if the father was from the order of the father, he's from the Reno, so maybe he'll have a devil, he's got a devil, so it's a devil of social. So maybe the Reno, the devil. Who is gonna go before so? So it's inconsistent with the Rachel Kamehko, so then he'll be fighter. So like a Kamehko, when he knows that he wants, because if he likes this girl, so no probability he will not like anybody else. So Mele, it's a little bit of a tale. That's one way. Then he says, so that Kmushikosu, this is this one. Uch Mushikosu, you see, Mumaro, you see, for the first moment I thought that the golem, that the same thing, but it's not the same thing, you see. Sif the swarf, so that's the halacha of that the common law is not the material, it's not the material. Then, memalo from the dalem, so there we have the machlitzes, whether it's the shalab or not, and we testing what kibbutzav is the shalab. In other words, it's not the material. He's not mechuyev to spend his money. Most of the shalim say that when we say that one does not mandomah say when we pass by that mandomah, that Mishalav, not Mishalbem, if only the father heard of him. So then, when the father tells the father, now you spend all your money on my kid. I don't want my money that should be spent. My money has to be kept in the bank. But you spend your money. So then, there is a halacha that the son got the chuyah. But if the son hates and the father doesn't go, then everybody agrees that the son is mechuyah to spend out of his own pocket for kibbutz. So that we pass like the mandomah. We pass like the mandomah. So in other words, the father pochel, if the father can prevent the spending of the money of the son. So the son is not mechuyah to spend his own money. But it's your money. So if he wants not to work, to sustain those monetary laws, it's come of the hammer, that the son is not the work to sustain Tzara the Gufa, when the father could prevent the Tzara the Gufa of the son. So in the moment he says, we coached the Tzara the Gufa. We coached the Tzara the Gufa. So in other words, the more things we pass like the Madan, that Mr. Ben, that Mr. Ben, that is not Mishalbem, because the son is not Mechuyev to sustain monetary loss for Tibetan. So our Hashem of the Shema is not Mechuyev to sustain Tzahagut. It's Mashma from the Losh, not the Kuro. But it's Mashma that even the Mandan, who says Mishalbem, for telling why that is Mishalbem. Even the Mandan, who says Mishalbem, so this time means that is Mechuyev to spend all the money in the world for Kibbutz. But for the group there, who's not the voter? How does it happen? There are young men in Matthew, who say it all of way. How does it say it all of way? So then it says, how does it say it all ways, and then Alitesh is the most world, the Nirolohim, even the Slip is Mitzirach, Nashem Achim, the constant Adam. So how can the Gro explain the Tinsves, the Tinsvesute, as I mentioned last time, the Tinsves apparently agrees really with the Sute of Amma, even though after looking over the mirror, he found there is no Hecher, the Tinsves, the Tinsves agrees with the Sute of Amma. But from the Tinsves, but the Gro has seen that the Tinsves Sute is not done then, that there is no need to have Kibbutz Ahav. The father told the son to do something that is not honest. Only when the father told the son to do something that is not hard. So there's the reason as to why it's not absolute. Because if there is a thief to listen, if there is a thief to listen, even when it's not a thief, so then it can be a son mitzvah, then it can be a son mitzvah. Because then the reason is different.
Hey,
Bäume gerissen. Ich hab keine Zeit. Kreuz auf den Stuhl. Does not help the pretense of being better. But the need to go. Now the question of life. Even if the need to go is not the day for it. And if it's not over, so because there is no need to. So there is no need to. So the need is to have room to the lesson of the eyes. Because the lesson of the eyes for
more than Jews than Moses than more than Jews than Moses.
So that's what we're doing. So we want to separate out from the bottom of the castle that it is the difference between the human that was in the camera. If it's not the camera, but of course, if one doesn't see the father, what will happen? So the second is only the floor of the world. As long as he doesn't know, it's not the difference. Then he has no, then there is no need to be given into the room. As long as this is in different ourselves, so that the Kasper is made to the only. So when the Kasper says that the Pshat could be, that the Kasper should be now, we saw that there is no Kasper in Moscow, that we will need to the only thing that the Kasper said. This Kasper says, because you have to tell him to do something that is not before the Kasper. So you have to listen to the Kasper, look at the Kasper. So he says, when you ask for the same time, you say, who is the Tibetan stammer? Not who is the Tibet. Who is the Tibetan stammer? It's not the meat of the enemies, but the meat of the enemies of the Tibet. So if you say, the meat of the enemies, the Tibet goes there. And the meat of the Sotero, so we have to love them. So we have to love them. So in other words, so the super of the husband is contrary to that Russian gospel that holds that we have to find the hope of the human of Jesus in the village of Pishtam. So if you did go there and tell us fine in the village of Pishtam is not for Jesus because there is tears and hope of tears are upon him because the Chachamim are on the hope of the human that the team there is. A team there is. And as long as there is a team, So the power of the of the so the husband is home. So you see from this aspect that the husband is home. The book has more about that. So he mentions the husband and he says something to me, it's not clear what he says. It's not clear what he says. But I think that he means that. I think that he means that. And if a constant time in the name of his father or my uncle, the Roman, they are safer. And it means it's very difficult, and it's very difficult to understand it. And the Roman is one of the billions of the articles. So it's not for someone who writes something who just doesn't know what he's talking about. So you must consider it's very difficult. So the Roman will say that the reason is to write that it's someone who wants to understand what the word meant, so he should try to translate. He should ask someone who knows Yiddish well, and that person should translate the tradition of Rabbah into Yiddish. So then they will be able to understand what Rabbah said, because Rabbah was one of the bailing that he was not looking for Rabbah in his feelings. So remember, so when he went to say that, so he translated it from Yiddish. So remember, that's why it looks so strange. And then Chaname, I found it. And if you start translating, if you start translating to Yiddish, so then you can understand what he says. Anyone who says that, I hope you mention the husband, he gives to the daughter, it's not to the husband, it's not the husband to the daughter, that means that, and so, but this is probably what you know. I mean, anyway, this is what the husband, and assuming that the brother understood that shot in the head. Anyway, so there is, so I'm not ashamed of it, that there is a whole bunch of mutual humans. There is a process in mitzvah to humans in listening to the Father in things that do not transport an opportunity to the Father. But it's not a mitzvah to humans. But the mitzvah and the smash it is, that there is a mitzvah to humans. Now, I think, first of all, it's a study of that, what I'm going to say, and then once we establish this premise, we'll be able to understand the thesis. Because thesis is very strange. Thesis says, you have the answer yourself. So, but in the morning, you have a reason. In the morning, you have a עכשיו מצווה. בפרנגל, פוקר הלכת הרידים, פרנס טופו את הקוסמוס. טופו את. ומורם, עוד אני, אני ואני והוא, אני והוא, היום הם בכלל בי, ואני שם מפור, הם אומרים את הלוחה, ביקורת, ועכשיו מצווה מוזדת. הם כיבו בחד, ועכשיו מצווה. זה סטייסס פה נצחו. גבירה בפקט, וצורות, no situations. So the divine is actually mitzvah, not the mitzvah. So even in the exceptional situations, well, it is the good mitzvah, so it's not the first place. So that's the half. But how do we see that this person is a poor person in the place to support them? I think that even the minister who says that there is a few of the rightful to listen to a father, even who thinks that the mitzvahs are so it's only on the basis of mainstream that it's so fast it is a big question of his concern. So how do we say more of the Rambam? It's the Stapa. Because how does the Gemara, how does the Gemara explain, define, deal? So, one word to translate. Tabit is a bicha vesimach. It's English. So, you couldn't really translate it into respect your father and mother. This is what not kabbit. This is not what kabbit implies. It means honor. And what does it mean, honor? It means you should accommodate them with all their needs. They shouldn't have to work hard. I mean, they shouldn't be destitute. Of course, it is disrespectful to a father if he talks food to a father. So he's not hammering them. But kibbutz does not imply a chiyuv of respect. Respect is implicit in this immovable. So, what is meire? So the male, the Ramban and the Rajba say, I mean, it's mistaba like that. If the father tells the son, "No, I like geysers very much. I love geysers. Now you go to the cemetery and don't take the shell of geysers, prepare them. It's a very delicious food." So the male, it comes within the obligation of honoring the father and mother. Because this, he knows that the father likes geysers. So the male, he's mechuyev to accommodate. Kavit means that he's mechuyev to accommodate the father and mother with all their wishes. So, the father tells the son, go to the cemetery, share geysers. So, because it has many calories, and I want you to eat food that has many calories. But the son doesn't care for many calories. So, mainly, he doesn't come within the mitzvah of Kavit in the Razimecho. Nothing to do with honoring the father and the mother. But, so even the mitzvah will be made that he's not the chuyev on the score of Kavit in the Razimecho. But, the mitzvah holds that if he doesn't involve an Isser, Let's say if the son is a Yisroel Mishpakeya, and he tells him, go to the cemetery and get Geizleis. I want you to eat Geizleis. So the Mir itself is Mechuyev Midaraisa to do it. Why? Because of Mire, of reverence. Mire implies a shiur of reverence, of respect and reverence. Mire, Lehimidim came, Lehimidim came, let's say Seres Dvorot, so that if he doesn't listen, so it comes with him, let's say Seres Dvorot. It comes within is the Seisar as well. Seisar as well. So Mimele and the Ramban and the Ramban and the Rajbo, they both say that he's not referring from together. So they hold that he doesn't even come within the Chiyuv of the Seisar as well. In other words, what kind of Seisar as well comes within the Chiyuv of Meire? In other words, a kind of a Seisar as Vov that is inconsistent with the Chalitz. That kind of Seisar as Vov. But when the father tells him, I want you to eat meat, and the son doesn't like meat. So that doesn't come within the hue of Seisar as Vov. Now, the Rambam, we had it in the Chastreifes, so the Rambam in the Cheshchite, so he says, the Abu Mori, the Abu Meiri, mean Oisrim van Matiri. How could a Rambam say like that? How could he express himself? Will we say Seres Dvorot? There is a halacha of Seres Dvorot, and the Rambam was certainly the kind of mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Aim, Kibishu. And Meir Av V'Aim, the answer is, when is we say Seres Dvorot? When did the halacha say Seres Dvorot? If the say Seres Dvorot is improper. Bashem came in the Torah, so everyone is mechuyev to paskin the way he thinks. Say the time of Bashem is ready, so we cannot say. I mean that the Rambam is not allowed, you know, to paskin differently than Reb Maimon, than Reb Shite, because he doesn't come with him. He says Reb Rov. So the me. So even according to the Meiri, that he says that there is a chiyuv to listen to a father. So it's not on the score of Kavi. It's on the score of Meir. Kavi is something else. I mean, the subject matter of Kavi is something else. It has nothing to do with reverence and respect. Anna, it means intimidating and making them happy. That has to do with Kibud Avei. But just listening to the father and mother has nothing to do with Kibud. It's not even mitzvah kiyumi is on the score of kibbutz. There's nothing to do with that. But the Meiri, according to the Meiri, so it comes within the chiyuvi, the mitzvah chiyuvis of Meiro. Because in Meiro there is aloche v'seisar es dvarov. So whenever a person doesn't act in accordance with the directive of the father and mother, so it comes according to the Meiri. Within we see Seres Dvorot. And according to the Afrushim, no, it does. Seres Dvorot has certain limitations. It doesn't mean that he cannot disagree. I mean, he has to do everything that the father and mother says. So Mimele, the Rashbo is made a Mitzvah Kiyumis, it is. So according to the Rashbo, that it's a Mitzvah Kiyumis. And according to the Rimiri, that it's a Mitzvah Kiyumis. So it's only on the score of Moravi. But on score of Kibud Aveim, it's neither a mitzvah chiyuvis nor a mitzvah chiyuvis, because Kibud Aveim, the subject matter of Kibud Aveim is something entirely different. It has nothing to do with reverence. Kibud Aveim implies an obligation of honoring the father and mother, of accommodating the father and mother, of making a father and mother happy and joyous. That has to do with Kibud Aveim. But respect, reverence, so that, of course, if a child talks disrespectfully to father and mother, if the child says to father and mother, why don't you shut up? Why you talk so much? So then it comes not only within Meir Aveim, but it comes with Kibud Aveim too. Because he certainly does not try to make the father feel happy, but listening doesn't come within the scope of Kibud Aveim. Not even on the level of mitzvah kiyumis. So according to the Meiri, that there is a mitzvah kiyumis to listen to the father, it's on the score of Meir Aveim. And according to the Ramban and the Rashbo, So it also comes within the scope of the Ravei, but not in the realm of Chiyuv, but in the realm of Mitzekiyomis. And there, I think something else, that that even according to the Ramban and the Rashba, that there is no chiyuv to listen, there is no chiyuv to listen to a father in something that does not concern the father, that is not le'anosei le'tzirchav. Why? Because as far as kibud is concerned, so if the father tells him to do something that is not negating in any way, so it doesn't come within the scope of kibud aveim. It's a different subject matter. I mean, called kibud aveim. But and this, as far as meiros, so is not on the level of a mitzvah chiyuvis. It's only on the level of a mitzvah kiyumis. So when isn't it on the level of listening to the father? When isn't it on the level of mitzvah chiyuvis on the score of meiravein? If the, according to the Ramban and the Rashba, if the father tells him now, I want you to eat steaks every day because I want you to gain so many pounds, so then he is not mechuyev, so it doesn't come within the chiyuv of meiravein. But if the father tells the son, now I want you to buy for me steaks because I like steaks, so then, and suppose, so of course he is mechuyev to listen to the father as a hechsher to kibud aveim, because he has to accommodate the father with steaks. So if he doesn't listen to the father and he doesn't buy steaks for the father every day, so he's mevatel the mitzvah of kibud aveim. So, but he'll also be mevatel, even according to Ramban and the Rashba, in mitzvah chiyuvis of meir aveim, because when the father tells him, now you buy steaks for yourself, so it doesn't come within the realm of chiyuv. So it doesn't come within the chiyuv of l'seiser as law. Mashein came when the father tells him, buy for me everyday steaks. So he's mechuyev anyway, even without meiravei, he's mechuyev to buy because of the mitzvah of kibud aveim. So since it comes within the realm of chiyuv, let it be because of kibud aveim. So mele it comes within the realm of chiyuv insofar as mele is concerned. After all, there is a halacha of l'seiser as law. So if, let's say, the a son, the Rambam says, the abo meiri mino, the abo meiri mino, the no eishrim, v'ani min avatir. So the Rambam wrote it in the other Chazoko. But the Rambam wouldn't say it, let's say, the Rav Maimon paskened a certain shaila l'iser, and then the Rambam would say, now my father paskened l'iser, but I am paskening you later. Never mind what my father says. Then the Rambam would be aware on the iser of l'iser as law. But when the Rambam writes Yoda Chazoko Abu Mavi Mina Isrim Van Imin Amatirin, no one has the child either of the Rambam's father or of the Rambam, so then it doesn't come within the Isar of Isar's law. But in certain situations, so it would come within the Isar of Isar's law. Isar's law. In other words, and that's Achilik al Rabbi Ikil Achilik al Ashchino. So what does it mean? So the poskim say it means, let's say, if the Rebbe paskened a certain way, and then he'll openly pasken contrary to his Rebbe, so it's Achilik al Ashchino. But one is allowed to be Achilik al Rebbe. The Rav Maimon was not only the father of the Rambam; he was also the Rebbe of the Rambam. So it all depends how is chelik, how is eser as law, under what circumstances is eser as law, whether he is chelik al dvorov in a respectful way. When the Rambam writes Abu Mori min ha'isrim v'ani min ha'matiri, That's in a respectful way. Oh, but if a question is asked, and then he disregards the psak of the father and the paschal differently, then he's certainly there. So Mele, the Miri holds that not listening to a father's directive comes within Lisei Sarazov. The Ramban, the Rashba hold that it doesn't come within Lisei Sarazov, because this is one item where it's not disrespectful, not to listen. The father tells him, you eat steaks every day and the son doesn't like steaks, so it's not disrespectful. So anyway, it doesn't come within the chiyuv of Lisei Sarazov. But where is mechuyev to listen to the father anyway, on the score of Kibud Avei, where the father tells him, buy steaks for me every day? So he's mechuyev to listen. So then, if he doesn't listen, so not only is he even the essay of Kabbalah Zavichas Mecho, he's even the essay of Ishim Evov Terolos. I mean, I have no rayas, but it's mistaba like that. It's mistaba like that. Anyway, now, the Gemara in Kedushin says, Omer Yopi Hashkeini Mayim, the Omer Yimei Hashkeini Mayim, so Yasek Bechvei Dovin. Not Bechvei Dimei, in other words, if there is a conflict. If he can do both, so of course he has to do both. But if there is a conflict, so Yasek Bechvei Dovin, Shatovi Imcho Chayovim Bechvei Dovin. But if the mother is divorced from the father, so then he can, then it's within his discretion. I mean, so if he wants to give the drink of water to the father, he gives the father. If he wants to give the drink of water to the mother, he gives to the mother. So what, let's say, suppose now there is, let's say, suppose his father needs money. And his grandfather, his father's father, needs money, and they both ask him for money. He cannot give both; he can only give one. So, what will one pass? He comes and asks the shayla: my father wants money from me. My father's father wants money from me. I can only give one. Whom should I give? So, will any one pass? You have to give the money. You have to give to the grandfather, because atov avicho chayovin bichveid skeincho. No one will say that. Why not? Because, but atov avicho chayovin bichveidcho. The answer is, what has it to do there when it's a question of zdoke? It's a question of zdoke, of giving zdoke to the father or to the grandfather. So just because the father is also mechuyev to give zdoke to his father, so memele the grandfather should have a din of dime. So that is only shayach in the case where let's say omale ovi vashkeni mayim v'omale ime yashkeni mayim. So in other words, so even the mere listening in such a case where it's litzirachav, so the mere listening is the chiyuv. Even according to the Ramban and the Rashba, who say there is no chiyuv to listen to a father and mother when it's not the game, but when it is the game, it's mechuyev to listen. So it's mechuyev to listen on the score of kibbut. But insofar as kibbut is concerned, it's only a means towards an end. It's only a hechsha mitzvah. But since he's mechuyev to do it anyway, he's mechuyev to listen to the father, so memele it comes within the chiyuv of b'seiser as well too. So then the kiyum mitzvah consists, the kiyum mitzvah consists in listening to the father when omar lo vashkinemayim, and when the mother says vashkinemayim. So there is the guf mitzvah consists, the guf mitzvah of Yishime Yivov if the role consists in listening, you see. The guf mitzvah consists in listening. So memele we say, you are mechuyev to listen to the father. And that is the guf mitzvah on the score of Yishime Yivov if the role. You are mechuyev to listen to the mother. And the mother is also mechuyev to listen. That's the Moshe Rambam. Why does the Gemara say atovim chayovim bechvei dovim? Why doesn't it work? It's true the other way too. I mean, a Baal is mechuyev bichvid ishte too. Not only is an ishe mechuyev es bichvid bailo, but is mechuyev bichvid ishte too. So let us say, yasek bichvid imei, she hu biobiv chayobim bichvid imei. Why does the Gemara say, yasek bichvid obiv, she hu biobiv chayobim bichvid obiv? So, you, when this Yimidai from the Rosh Hashanah Rambam, you will see, the Rambam says in Perek Tesvot, Mihilches Ishes, Haloche Yutes, Vichintzivu Chachomim Sheyodom Nechavit Es Ishtei, Yeisa Migufe, Vihoyavo Kigufe. So he says, Sheyodom Nechavit Es Ishtei, Yeisa Migufe, Kibbut, there is a Chiyuv, a special Chiyuv of Kibbut, of a husband towards his wife, and a special Chiyuv of Avet, of a husband towards his wife. Then he says, and in Aloche Chok, V'chein tzivu alo yisho, shetie mechabedes es bailo v'yeisa medai. Well, that applies on the husband too. But he says, V'yie oleo meiro mimenu, v'itase kol maseo al piv, v'yie beineo k'misar olalach. So in other words, a husband is mechuyev in kibud ishte, to honor his wife. I mean, of course, if he doesn't talk respectfully to his wife, so he doesn't honor her. But there is no chiyuv of reverence mitzah the husband towards the wife. Masheinke, the wife is mechuyeves not only in kibbut toward the husband, but in mechuyeves in meiro as well. Meiro doesn't mean fear. Meiro means reverence. V'yira oleo meiro memeno. V'itase kol maseo al piv. So you see when the Rambam says meiro memeno, so he says v'itase kol maseo al piv, because Yaseko Maseo, let's say a husband is not mechuyev to do all his maisim al piyishtei, because a husband is only mechuyev in kovet. Listening does not come within kovet, except if not listening means aggravation to the wife. So then it comes within kovet. But suppose it doesn't mean aggravation for the wife. She'll be just as happy. I mean, she wouldn't care. But he's not mechuyev to listen to her, but a wife is mechuyev to listen to her husband, because there is a chiyuv of meire. That's why the Gemara says, Yaseik bichveid oviv, shehu v'imei chayomim bichveid oviv. When is a child? It's not a klal that if I have to give zdoke to my father and to my grandfather, and the father is also mechuyev to give zdoke to my grandfather, so I should be yaseik in the zdoke of my father, of my grandfather, not the father. On the contrary, the psak would be that the av has a ding dimes against the grandfather. So why don't we say huvo vicho chayovin bichveid kencho? The answer is, when can we say huvo vicho chayovin bichveid avicho huvimcho chayovin bichveid avicho? That is only when the listening is the guf hamitzvah. So to whom should I listen? And insofar as meir is concerned, so the listening is a guf hamitzvah. And where the father tells the son to do something which is okay, then it comes within the mitzvah chiyuvis of meir, of the seiser as dvarov. So meir, here there are two questions. The posik is mentioned in connection with meir, not in connection with kabit. Ishi meir if the row. Kabit is mentioned in aseres adibres, not in the ishi. So it's mentioned in connection with Meiro. Now, here we say, Yochel Yikibda Veim Dicha Shabbos Al Neimah Yishimei Vov Toro V'Shatzit Yishmeiro Kul Chayom Bechveidi. So it's strange. Superficially it appears to be strange. After all, it's mentioned in connection with Meiro. So how do we learn out that Kibud Aveim is not Eiche? So we learn out that Meiro Aveim is not Eiche. But when we learn out from this posik, it's two separate mitzvahs, kibud aveim. Two separate mitzvahs, nemina mitzvahs. So Rashi here, and that's the loshen. So he says, Somach shmira Shabbos l'meiro av leima av al pishi izarticho al meiro aveim im yema lo chalilas ha-Shabbos al tishmalek v'chein bishol kol ha-mitzvahs. So he mentions that halo chelik abim meiro aveim. But here the loshen agmore is in connection with kibud aveim. In other words, we have two gzeras hakosuf. We have a gzeras hakosuf ligabei kibud aveim and exerts a kosuf ligabi meir aveim. So in so far as kibud is concerned, so there we say it's a chasham mitzvah, because in so far, according to all geshenim, whenever a father tells his son to do something litzolchei lachileu, I like bread, I don't like pumpernickel bread, I like white bread, go down and buy for me white bread. So memele, the kiyum mitzvah is not the listening, the buying. The kiyum mitzvah is later, when he accommodates the father with white bread, when he's machileu, mashkeu, when he accommodates him. So memele, the buying of the bread is only a hechsha mitzvah. See, the father tells him, go on Shabbos, go down and buy in the store bread for me, I want to eat. So when he buys, so he's not mekayim the mitzvah. So it's only a hechsha mitzvah. Now, so mimele, so the only reason as to why it's not deiche is because hechsha mitzvah is not deiche. It has to be beidne. It has to be gufa mitzvah. And we cannot apply the aloche atov vicho chayovim b'shabes. Because that, just as we cannot apply atov vicho chayovim b'chvitzkeicho in regard to tzedoke that can be given to the father or tzedoke that can be given to the grandfather, this can only be applied in respect to moiro. In respect to meiro, because in meiro, so the etzem listening is the gufa mitzvah. So when a father tells him hashkeni ma'im and he gives him the drink even before the father drinks it, so he's mekayim the mitzvah. Suppose the father tells the son hashkeni ma'im, the son runs and he gets a glass of water and gives it to the father, puts it on the table, and then the father says, why should I drink water? So it's a waste of time, I won't drink the water, and he spills out the water. The son was mekayim the mitzvah of Meiravei. He was mekayim the mitzvah of Meiravei because he complied with the father's wish, and it's a mitzvah chayuvis. So only in regard to Meiro we can apply this aloche atov avicho chayovim b'chvei dimcho or atov avicho chayovim b'chvei amokei. So memele, insofar as Meira Aveim is concerned, so there are two questions. There are two problems. When the father tells the son, now go on the cemetery, the son is a Kayan, he tells him, go on the cemetery and get Geizleis, or go on the cemetery and get my Aveide that I lost. So there are two problems. First of all, in connection with Kibud Avei, he has to restore the Aveide to the father. The father will lose money. So the getting of the or the going on the cemetery will not constitute the gufa mitzvah, will only be achshav. And then also mirave, it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. We say seres dvorov. So insofar as mirave is concerned, so the going on the cemetery, if he would be allowed to go, so that would constitute the gufa mitzvah. So insofar as the mitzvah of kavod, as kabbid of vichov mecho is concerned, so the mitzvah of kabbid of vichov mecho cannot be deiche the yiser of the maskeani. Why? Because it's a chamit. And the term of atov vichov asurim litamil meisim has no application, because that only has application when the etzem listening, the doing, constitutes the gufa mitzvah. But then there is another problem. True, the mitzvah of kavod zvicha semecho cannot be deiche the yisar of the maskeyanim. But let the mitzvah of ishimi v'abiftiro be deiche the yisar of the maskeyanim. So there we say, insofar as the mitzvah of meir aveim is concerned, so the listening, that's the gufa mitzvah. So we say now that there is a conflict between listening to the father and listening to the Rebbein Shalom. So the father is mechuyev to listen to the Rebbein Shalom. Not only I am mechuyev to listen to the Rebbein Shalom, and I am mechuyev to listen to my father. So memele, so he should neglect the kovod. I mean the obligation of listening to the father, and he should listen to the Rebbein Shalom. But we gabe kibud, we cannot say that, because there the kima mitzvah does not consist in the listening. So, in other words, so Mimele, in this Geras HaKosuv, which tells us that he shouldn't listen. True, it's mentioned in the Parsha of Deishin, next to Meir Avivi, Milavei. But what in final analysis, what does the Torah tells us in Kol Chayim Vedi? Don't listen to the father. So in other words, you shouldn't listen because of Kabbis of Yechasim Echon, you shouldn't listen because of Yishim of the Lord. So because of Kabbit, you shouldn't listen because it's Echshe. Because of, you shouldn't listen on the score of Milavei, because Atov Yovicho Chayim Bechidam.
Now
we're after the taste list, that's it on base. Time in Kosovo Achmon is a piece of Ishmael. Holavo Chedor. Pirush, the Mehochi Alpinon, the Baal Medoch. Loyitz Rachocha and Michta, the Ledoch. The Mehicha Teise, the Pesach, the Mila, the Tommy, the Los, the Maliki with Avein, the Shechin Hechamit. So, Teise explains the Havamin of the Gemore that from Shepsis at Ishmeru, we learn out that in general principle that Esei Zeiche in Reises is Yesh Bikoretz, even the Esei of Yivu is Zeiche the Reises of Achisish. Why? Because the Torah tells us that if the father tells the son to be Mechal Shabbos, he shouldn't do it. So it's mashma that because why does the Torah have to tell us that? Actually, suppose the Torah did not say anything about the case of the father telling the son to be Mechal Shabbos. So I would say, Mitzvah Asvore, Meicha Teisei should be allowed to listen to the father. We have to have a special Chiddush that the essay of Kibudav is Eicha. Why does the Torah have to tell us that the essay of Kibudav is not Eicha, the essay of Chil Shabbos? Maybe Chateisei should be there. So now that the Torah tells us that the essay of Kibudav is not there, so there is a guilt herein that only the essay of Kibudav is not there. But Bialme, an essay is there, a love that is similar to the love of Shabbos. Pirush the Mori Alpinon Bialme Doch Leitz Rochel Michta. We cannot say that the purpose of the Zerzakosu of Kul Hayom Bichvedi, that the father is, the son is, should not listen to the father, is to tell us a Chidesh Biguf. Because insofar as Kibudav itself is concerned, so the Torah didn't say anything, I would say, Mr. Asvore, that he shouldn't listen. So why does the Torah have to mention something that is superfluous? So obviously the purpose of the Zazakosov is not to tell us a chidesh begufe, but to tell us a chidesh bialm. That only here it's not deiche, but in any other place it is deiche. What could you say if the Torah didn't say? Then I would say to Asmore, the mitzvah of Kudav should be deiche, the laces of Shabbos. Why? Because I could learn out the Yalfuse from Pesach and Milan Tom. No, I couldn't learn out the Yalfuse from Pesach and Milan Tom. In Pesach and Milan Tom, it was Yose, the Maliki Muda, Vei, Shechinach Shamit, Vei, the other rabbi. Vei, the other rabbi. Neilaf, Mimidosh, Vavoras, Basker, the Lidoch. Why should I have a Salgadaitoch to learn out from Pesach and Milan Tom? How can I learn out from Pesach and Milan Tom? But Monefshech, why? Just as I can learn out from Pesach Milu Mitomi that it is Deicha, Kibudav is Deicha, so I should learn out the Alpusef Amidish Navor Baskei. It's not Deicha. And whenever there is a possibility of applying the Alpusef in two ways, either the Chumre or the Kule, so the Klal is that we should apply the Alpusef the Chumre, not the Kule. So since There are two alternatives. One is to apply the Alfuse from Mikdash Avoras Baskeir, Lechumle, and the other one from Pesach Milah Vitomi Lekule. So then the klal is that Lechumle Yalfinon and not Mikule. So Mimele, that means that if the Torah didn't say anything in connection with Kibudav, I should say that Kibudav is not Eche. So why did the Torah have to tell us? The answer is the purpose is not to tell us a Chidesh Bigufe, but to tell us a Chidesh Baal. But in any other place, Moshe should recover. So this is different. Why? V'hodik tone, yocheli. So in other words, according to Teisves, the Gemara is not saying that had the Torah not mentioned, then I would say that Kibudav is Deicha Shabbos. No, on the contrary, the whole Yalfuse consists in the fact that even if the Torah didn't say anything, I would say Kibudav is not Deicha. But the Yalfuse is that in view of the fact that I would know that Kibudav is not Deicha anyway, so the purpose of the Gzas HaKosef is to tell us the Gzas HaKosef about. But the Russian of the price is Yocheli Kibudavei Meicha Shabbos. So it's much more, the Torah didn't say anything, I would say that it is Deicha. So he says love that. So just as Stasis explained Shemayan, that Achisisha is Misyavemes. So there it doesn't mean that without Alewa I would say she is Misyavemes. Without Alewa I certainly would say that she's not Misyavemes. But the Pshat and the Praisi is your Shemayan, even if you are going to assume that I would say without Alewa, but now that there is Alewa, so she certainly cannot be Mizrahi. Vintema. Okay? Now, so this is how Tesis explains it anymore. That not without the posik of Kulch Hayom Bichleidi, I would say that Kibudav is there. But without the posik, I certainly would say that he's not there. But the posik, he tells us a Chidush Baal. Now, from Rashi's question, it's not mashmal like that, as they explain. So from Rashi's Loshen, Sal de Baita Chamine, now here Rashi doesn't say anything, but there is another Loshen in Rashi. Oh, Hilkach. Ili kosa feshas epsap seisaiti shmeiru hava mina litre. So Rashi's Loshen is mashma that if there hadn't been a Gzeiras HaKosef of Kulchan Hayom Bechveidi, then I would say that it is Deicha. Not as Teisa says that if there hadn't been a Gzeiras HaKosef of Shab seisaiti shmeiru, then I certainly would say that it's not Deicha. From Rashi it's not mashma like that. You can read it into Rashi, Teisa's Pshat, but Pashtas HaLoshen of Rashi is not like this. Right, we'll see, what Rashi should be. Right. Heichad muchach mihoch. The Baal medoch. The Yitzrich oleo limesa. The hashtag ro de hochel Yitzrich likufe. El lashmin on the Baal medoch. Neime oleo le teir. So, in other words, so the Gemara is saying that because of why does the Tanya of the Braise of Oleo say that without Olel, so I would say that the mitzvah of Yidden is the Ichel Olel.